John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be at Punchline Philly tonight, tomorrow night for two shows, and two on Saturday. PunchlinePhilly.com is where you can get tickets. We have been waiting so long for this man to come back into the studio.
That's right.
All right. I don't know what has taken us years and years. It's been 4 years since he's been here. All right. We were convinced he's never been here before.
That you guys forgot.
Jerks.
I've been trying to get back. I don't know what happened.
Ryan Hamilton is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
And I'm sorry that we don't remember. It was a different studio, and I'm old, and I did a lot of drugs in the 60s. So,
I understand. I understand. We do a lot of this. Right. No worries.
And you're not a guy. I'm sorry to
not
say
not a
this.
Memorable guy.
Wow.
You're that guy that sticks in your memory.
Let me ask you this. Are you easily recognized? Do people see you and go, like, oh, that's a guy.
I think my face, some version of my face people connect with. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been open. My special's called Happy Face.
Okay. Which you do have.
Yeah, I look like this and I don't feel like this. It's kind of the mentality. But people, I think they do recognize at least my mouth for some reason. I have a recognizable mouth, which is weird to say.
Well, you had the same, you know, teeth and gum smile that I have.
Yes, we do.
That everybody goes, oh, you got to show all those gums when you smile. You really got to do that?
It goes good with the mustache. I should look into that.
All right. Now you're originally from Idaho.
Idaho.
From Idaho. All right.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Dan Cummins, who's also from Idaho.
My old buddy.
Right. But you live in New York now.
I live in New York.
All right. What is that like for people at home? I mean, when Idaho's got to be like an easygoing state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and also rural.
Right. Like,
not a lot of people. There's as many people in the whole state as, you know, like my neighborhood, probably.
Right, really?
Yeah, I mean, all of Idaho's a million people. My family's always concerned. They're just worried. And they should be, you know. If you're a criminal and you see me walking around, the mentality's kind of like, there's my mark and it's going to be a good day. my dad always says, he's always, if I'm ever on the phone walking around the city, he says, where's your wallet? He's always concerned where my wallet is on my body. He says, put your wallet in your front pocket. That's my dad's plan to foil New York City's criminals. Just to switch the wallet over into the unexpected pocket. That'll get him. Like, if you get held up, it's like, I hope he doesn't come around. You know? Like, I can't believe I'm getting away with this. This guy's a rube, you know? So they're always very concerned, and I get it. You know, if I'm on the phone with my mom, she says, you know, how's everything? Well, everything's good. I don't know what to tell her. I saw a guy smoking crack on the train, and my mom will say something like, well, we had a moose in the yard. You know, it's like... It's just different worlds, you know? It's different worlds. And I get taken advantage. I don't know. I just believe people. Like, if you look me in the eye and tell me something, my instinct is that's the truth. And it's not the best quality to have in New York City. Like, people will take advantage. Like, I bought a coat out of the trunk of a guy's car one time.
Okay.
I just give this as like...
They were only selling stereos when I lived there.
Well, this guy told me that he was coming from a fashion show and he was late for his flight. You know how it is when you come from a fashion show. You put all the extra fashion in the trunk. And then halfway to the airport, you go, I got to unload some of this. But, you know, and in my mind, I was like, I need a coat. But he had a whole character. He did it with a fake Italian accent. Really, he was like, I got to get rid of these coats. You know? And I was like, I've never come across a more trustworthy Italian fashion mogul in my life. And I went home with a triple XL $75 pleather coat that day. And that's how I live. And I don't know. You just got to live.
From the looks of you, though, everything is triple XL on you. You are the thinnest person. I get some sugar in your system or something.
I've been trying not to be on sugar. I don't think you can get off of it. But people say they do, but I think they have two problems. I think they're still on sugar and they're liars.
Okay.
It's just too prevalent. It's everywhere. I watched one of these documentaries. You know, they just rule your life. Do you ever get halfway through a documentary now and just go, that's the new me? I got all hyped up on a sugar one. And, you know, then the next day someone goes, do you eat ketchup? And you go, well, I guess I should watch the end of that documentary. I don't know. I stopped having cake for breakfast. That's as far as I got. I don't know why we can't figure out nutrition, though. Like, it's a discipline thing. We know what to do right now. Yeah. And I force myself to buy everything. I buy everything. I come home. I put $100 worth of groceries away. I step back and then I go, I have nothing to eat. I don't know what I'm going to eat right now. I'm not going to boil an artichoke. I'm not an animal. You know? I'm going to put mozzarella sticks in the oven like a man, and I'm going to live my life. But I think 20 years from now, we'll be talking about sugar the way we talk about smoking. I really think so.
Really?
I think so. I think we'll be going there. We were eating candy bars on airplanes. I mean, it was wild. You know? It was a wild time. There was no age limit on ice cream. Children were licking cones on the street. We had these trucks that would drive around neighborhoods. This sounds like science fiction, but they would play music for children. And children would come out of their homes, and these creeps would give them ice cream. I mean, it was a wild time.
It was the early 2000s is what people did, right?
The sugar bears. The sugar bears.
So those trucks are like the DDT trucks that John tells us about that we didn't even know about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Did you know about those?
Trucks. No, what is that?
When I was a kid, and a lot of my listeners did the exact same thing, trucks would go around the neighborhood with these foggers on the back. It would be like a pickup truck with this big fogger on the back of it.
That sounds terrifying.
And it would send this fog out into the air in order to kill mosquitoes and whatever summer bugs were happening.
Wow.
And basically, it was DDT smoke, and all of the kids would get on their bicycles, right, and ride behind it. We're in the smoke.
You feel like a rock star.
We're in the smoke.
But this was their ice cream truck, apparently.
Wow. Yeah.
Screw Mr. Softy.
What a time to be alive, John.
All he's got is exhaust.
Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, did it have a song?
Chemical Man is there. Chemical Man.
But I get the feeling that you are an obsessive guy. That if you could go that off that much on half a documentary, right? Something tells me you obsess about more than one thing.
Yeah, I can obsess. I mean, I don't know. That's how I live. I get into things. I have these things that I'm just very passionate about, and I don't know why. I don't know. Like, I got really into, like, cast iron skillets. I think there's just too much information in the world, and so you go, well, I got to buy one, and then you're like, well, I'm going to learn everything there is about this thing. And I don't think it's healthy, really. But that's how I'm living right now. Everybody's obsessed about something, and we can't make decisions, and it's unhealthy. But that's how I live. Yeah, I think so.
Well, bring some sugar to Ryan tonight. He obviously needs more. He will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight for one show, two tomorrow, and two on Saturday. Tickets are always available through punchlineaphilly.com. Do we have tickets this morning? We do?
I forgot to ask. We do, John!
Yes! Thank you. Thank you, hooray. Mr. Producer. All right, if you would like a pair of tickets to see Ryan tonight, is it tonight,
yeah.
Show? Whatever show we
Whenevs.
Want. Whatever show we want.
Listen, John, we just got done a 12-hour radiothon 6 days ago. Right. I'm still recovering.
Okay, wow. Thank you. If you would like tickets to whichever show is happening this weekend, give us a call right
now. Even if it's not my show. There's another show.
263-WMGK. Yes, you could say you're going to see Ryan, but you're going to see The Incredibles.